Today, St. Mark gives us the account of the healing of the daughter of the Canaanite woman, sometimes called the Syrophoenician woman. Very interesting miracle. This occurred up in the pagan territory of Tyre and Sidon, which is 30 miles north of the Sea of Galilee. It's probably the furthest the Lord ever went north in his missionary travels. And he didn't go up there really to try to convert the Syrophoenician people. He went up there to go on retreat with his disciples, to teach them and to prepare them for the upcoming passion, death, and resurrection. The Lord actually wanted to go out of the Jewish territory to escape King Herod and the scribes and Pharisees that were plotting his death. And up in this pagan territory of Tyre and Sidon, which is on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, it's modern-day Lebanon, that the Lord would be out of the reach of Herod, out of the reach of the scribes and Pharisees. The Lord would be able to then focus on preparing and teaching his disciples. It says he entered a house and wanted no one to know about it. Again, he wasn't there to convert souls. Eventually, he would send the apostles back into this area and throughout the whole world to bring the gospel to them. But for the time being, he was focusing on giving the good news of salvation to his own people, to the Jewish people, to the children of God, and then forming his disciples. So he goes up into this territory, 30 miles north, and he hopes that no one will notice him. But of course, the word got around. And it says, pretty soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard that he was in the town. So she, again, is not a member of the Jewish faithful. She's described as a Canaanite, as a Syrophoenician, as a Greek. And so she comes and falls at the feet of Jesus. She does him homage and worships him and gives him respect and adoration. And she begs him to set her daughter free of this demon. And it says, Jesus said to her, it's interesting, he probably spoke Greek here because she most likely did not know Aramaic, and says, let the children be fed first. The children would be the children of Israel, the Jewish people, most likely he's referring to. It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. That sounds a little bit harsh, doesn't it? But of course, you don't see the twinkle in the Lord's eye. You don't see his tone of voice, his body language. Plus, in the Greek New Testament, this is not the word for an unclean scavenger dogs, because sometimes the Jews would call the Gentiles you dogs, which is not complimentary, because that would be using the word for a scavenger dog, an unclean dog. This is a different word. It's a household puppy. Okay, now doesn't that sound a lot better? It's not right. If, let's say, instead of feeding your children, instead of putting the food in front of them, you instead give it to the puppy instead. So it's not right. You have to feed your children first. Well, she is, of course, a great woman of faith. She's a woman of perseverance, of courage. She's pretty shrewd as well, very sharp. And she says, Lord, but even the dogs under the table can eat the children's scraps. Because it's very common for a child to take a little piece of their food and feed the puppy, or what falls to the table. Couldn't she just get a scrap that fell off the table? So she doesn't say the Lord is wrong, but she uses his own parable, his own image, and extends it. And the Lord loves it. The Lord is very impressed, and he's very pleased with her response of faith and perseverance, and says, you're right. That either scraps that fall from the table, yes, the puppies can eat those. And he says, for saying this, your daughter is cured. She has been freed of the demon. Of course, the Lord being God doesn't have to go and pray over her and do an exorcism. He merely has to say the word and her daughter will be healed. So it says, when the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Again, the power of intercessory prayer. See, the daughter didn't do anything. She was at home. It was the mother's faith. Same thing when you bring your children to baptism. It's just a baby. The baby doesn't know he or she is getting baptized. The child has no faith. It's the faith of the parents that the church looks upon and says, yes, we can baptize this child because of the faith of the parents and godparents. Or you might be praying for somebody that's sick or in the hospital. They might not be close to the Lord. They might not be praying themselves. But if you pray for them, the Lord can respond to your faith and give them a blessing.